cut back. We only did 80 shows this year. We've been doing about 120 for the last 12 years. This is what's allowed Fred and I to get over here and have some fun. Because we ain't had enough fun.
Fun. took me by surprise. Now there's a two-chain running. Baby.
15 and one is 10. And when the 15-year-old was 9 years old, she said, "Daddy, would you come to school with your guitar and play a couple of songs for my class?" And I'm thinking, yeah, that'd be great. Cool. Wouldn't mind at all. Be a lot of fun. Until it dawned on me that I don't know any kids' songs. All the songs I know are little feet songs. They're all about sex and drugs and I don't know, and drugs and drugs and drugs. So I kind of panicked for a minute, but then I thought, hey, I can just do a lyrical switch. So instead of a cocaine tree, it became a pecan tree, which is what I did. After the little four-song set in the third grade, the teacher, who was trying to keep the principal out of the room, came up to me and she says, "You know, I have that album. It really is a cocaine tree." I said, "Well, you think I should be telling the 9-year-olds about a cocaine tree?" She said, "No, thank you." There's a lady in a turban, and a cocaine tree, yeah. She does a dance so rhythmically, now she's crying and a singing. Start to cheer when you put on your Getting that buzz out there? That's the cheapest buzz in London, I'll tell you. I'm trying to get a buzz on Ben, but I'm $25. I'm put on your sailing a shoe. Good Walker Williams. That's by Tennessee Williams. Maybe y'all remember him. The first one's going to end on a chord, and you're all going to go, huh? It just doesn't resolve. It's what we call the Orvona chord. But we ain't going anywhere. We'll just jump into another song real quick. So if you're feeling like you're hung out to dry, just hang there a while. It'll be fine.
There, yeah.
dad was probably the craziest man I ever met in my life. God rest his soul. But he had a knack for coming up with lyrics every now and then. He helped me write Old Folks Boogie, and he helped me write this next song. Of course, after he wrote Old Folks Boogie, he figured out there was some money in it. He was giving me lyrics left and right. Which, up until when he gave me the lyrics for this next one, were all unusable. I mean, it was just...
Filth.
They would have never gone over in the third grade. Funny as he was.
That the world I keep on turning.
next song I wrote, and I actually wrote it about breaking up with this girlfriend of mine. She was, I know. It was a tough thing. It was, she was a humdinger folk singer. She actually was kind of a folk blues artist. Ever since then, she's gone on to become very famous and everything. So. You've heard this before. I was going to say she's going to remain nameless. But I wrote the song about the breakup, and I played it for her. I said, Bonnie, would you do this song? She says, I think Lil Fee should do it. I said, well, cool. So I played it for Lowell, and Lowell said, that sucks. No, I tricked him. I recorded a demo of it back in Baltimore when we were doing Feast Don't Fail Me Now. And I got the engineer to kept whistling the hook into his ear every night. It was like, finally, was, what is that? And he put on the demo. Well, it's a pretty good song. You know, we'd already had all the songs for, you know, that record I just mentioned. Boy, my goodness.
Down on the farm? I was thinking about our Hawaiian vacation.
Feast Don't Fail Me Now, that's what it was. But, you know, he did decide to do it on the next record, which was the last record album, which actually wasn't the last record album, but it was the last record album. It's called the last record album for some reason.
Almost the last record.
We wanted DJs to go, I know, the last record album for those of you. And people would go, but they have more. Yeah, I'm gone now.
Just keep on all the rules. Keep your
diamonds and scars. Rain and desert and turn to sunny world. Living the life, living the life, loving everyone. So like I told you, my daddy was the craziest man I ever met, which was confirmed by the fact that he used to walk around the house reciting this old vaudeville routine, you know, that he learned when he was a kid in New York City. And it started off with, "You ain't old when your hair turns gray."
No, that's right, brother.
"And you ain't old when it falls away." "But if your mind makes a promise that your body can't fill, you're over the hill, brother, over the hill." So this was firmly ingrained in my little brain, you know, from about the time I was 5 years old until I decided to write a song about it when I was 23, I think, 24. Now I'm sitting down at 59 playing it for you guys. Something weird about that picture. Crazy and bring it back. y'all celebrate Halloween or not. Kids to quit it though.
Get to be the most popular holiday. Get to be who you want to be. Something crazy. For a whole night. We're going to Stonehenge.
That's right.
We're going to go to Stonehenge for Halloween. Put on a freaky hat and see what happens. But I don't think they'll let us pass a chain link fence, man.
We're going to record a Spinal Tap song. Can you guess which one? That'd be too funny if we did a Spinal Tap song. Big body.
Look out, child, you're bound to change. You can't ever stay the same. 'Cause if you keep on saying the same old lines, you look around, find your friends out of town. Watch out, girl, the words you say, they don't really fit the play. Somebody else you might talk to now knows what you say and what you mean. They don't help your style. You might say you ain't got a hold on yourself. You might say that you always try your best. You might say you only need. You might say you can only fool yourself. Fool yourself. Fool yourself. Fool yourself. Fool. You read, they're written down on the street. And every time you play their game, they'll knock you down and take your pride away. See how bad you need to cry, but no matter how hard you try. It's the same old story once again. You always hide from the one who calls you friend. And I call you friend. You might say you ain't got a hold on yourself. You might say you can always try your best. You might say you only need a rest. You might say you can only fool yourself.
Song that started Little Feet. That's what we're going to do. This is a great story because this is my revenge. Lowell George wrote this song. He was a member of the Mothers of Invention. And he went and played it for Frank Zappa. Frank said, "That's really nice. Why don't you start your own band?" Kind of a polite way of saying that sucks, isn't it? And thank God he did, well, I think. 30 some odd years of really fun. Warped by the rain, I'm driven by the snow. I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know? I'm still. It's out on the road late at night, and I see my pretty Alice over here like. Thank you. London town having a good time.
Smuggled some smokes and boats from Mexico. Make by the sun every time I go to Mexico. And I'm still.
Sing-along in London. Only this time, we're going to sing the Jamaican National Anthem. Some of you are probably thinking, well, I'm not sure I know the Jamaican National Anthem. I might. No, you know the Jamaican National Anthem. As a matter of fact, we keep going to Jamaica and playing it for them because they didn't know it was there. And we teach it to them one Jamaican. In exchange for party favors. It also works really well in Amsterdam, too. Go figure.
And up in Humboldt County as well.
In Humboldt County as well.
Carverville.
Anywhere there's a grow light. Not for High Times Magazine. Instruction manual number one. Let's all raise our voices and roll another one. Just like the other one. Now you've been holding on to and I sure join in and sing like that. Either that or y'all potheads. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. I can tell there's a couple people out there who are not singing. I'm going to make it very easy for you.
Arriba.
Think Bob Dylan. How would Bob Dylan do this? Because that's kind of like singing. It's kind of like talking. I like talking and singing. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Let's go.
Long black veil. She visits my show me a sign. Will I be willing to be moving?
where you can never make a mistake.
Got something up and down the store. I bet your mama's dollar girl, I could love you, love you more.
You know how
silly.